Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Wow. What an amazing hour we just had. Let's bring it to prayer and ask Our Lady to pray for us and with us as we wrap up, Mary and I and Cyrus, this third hour of the second to last day of Pledge Drive. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Amen. That's all I can say. It's been such an exciting time this last 2 hours, and I really hope and pray that we can continue that momentum going forward. That'll be up to you, of course. You'll have to be the one who makes that decision. And oh my gosh, Mary, right out of the gate. Do I need to check to make sure this is real, or is this real in Riverbank, California? You seeing what I'm seeing? I think I'm seeing, yeah, okay, so somebody's mic is open that shouldn't be open right now. So I'm going to go for it. Anonymous in Riverbank, California just came in with a $10,000 gift. Thank you. Cowbell, please, Cyrus. Let's have some cowbell for this.
Wow.
We need some cowbell. That was more like a snare drum and a hi-hat.
I'm staring at these numbers. Yeah. This is incredible, the generosity of these listeners and standing up for life. I mean, Relevant Radio is pro-life 100%, and the people responded.
They sure did. Well, gosh, I'm just in awe of all of your generosity. Thanks to you, Denise, in Fort Myers, Florida. Your $100 gift, so helpful right now, so helpful. Eduardo in Bakersfield, California. Bakersfield! I have so many new friends in Bakersfield, and they're really showing their love with all the donations that we're getting from Bakersfield. Thank you. Marlo in Sylmar, California, thank you for that. Maybe I met you when I was there speaking, was it St. Rose of Lima Parish, I think it is. I've spoken in Sylmar before. Hello to everybody there. Teresa in Oceanside, California, your $100 gift, very helpful, thank you. Anonymous in San Clemente, California. I had dinner with Nancy in San Clemente, California, 2 weeks ago. I wonder if we bumped into you there. I don't know, but thank you for your $374 gift. Rory in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, thank you for your $375 gift. And all of you who are coming in steadily, strongly with your pledges, we can't tell you how much we appreciate it, but please keep it going. 877-291-0123 is the number to call. 877-291-0123. If you get a busy signal, it's easy. Just go to relevantradio.com. Let's go to Carol, waiting very patiently in Maryland. Carol, thank you so much for waiting, and welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, and congratulations. It's exciting to listen to it.
Great, thank you.
My question today, 3 years ago, I answered an ad in my church bulletin for a housekeeper. She was wonderful, and I accepted her payment under the table without doing any taxes on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then she gave me to three friends, and I did her three friends. So now it's about a half a dozen. Okay. And they're all elderly, and I give all that money to the church and leave a little for myself. And I've always felt like this is good, hard work, and I get to give it. My husband's not Catholic. Mm-hmm. It's my labor, and I give it to the church. And a spiritual director told me it's okay. There were other things he said I didn't like. But anyway, he's no longer my spiritual director, but he tried to hire me as a housekeeper. And I asked him to pay me cash, and then he stopped all conversation with me. And I said, what am I doing? I go to monthly confession. I go to church frequently. I receive Holy Communion. Am I in mortal sin, Patrick?
Well, let's look at it this way. The fact that you're getting paid under the table is, I mean, there's a whole economy of under-the-table payments that goes on in this country. It's not like you're unique in that regard. But really, the thing to do is to pay your taxes honestly. The Bible says that. The Bible says, pay your taxes if you owe taxes. Romans 13, verse 6 says, for because of this you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. So strictly speaking, the moral law says if you are obliged to pay lawful taxes, and you are, just pay them. So when you fill out your tax return at the end of the tax year, April 15th, just estimate how much money you were paid under the table and report it. And that way you can sleep easy. You never have to worry. You never have to have a guilty conscience, and you don't have to try to rationalize because you've done the right thing. That's what I would do. That's what I do do. So if you report your taxes, then you're good. You're in the clear, and there's no sin involved. But if you don't, then you're, you know, I would say then you're putting yourself in a situation where you're not fulfilling a duty that we as citizens have to pay taxes. Now, I'll grant you, I think taxes are too high, and the tax system is very burdensome, and there are a lot of problems with our tax system, if you ask me. But we still have that obligation to pay lawful taxes. So to me, it seems like that's the quickest, easiest way to do it, and then you don't have to worry about a guilty conscience.
And I have one. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And I think it's really generous of you to make that donation that you're making to your parish. That's really good that you're doing that.
Maybe God doesn't want my money that way.
Well, I mean, there's always, you know, we've heard so many stories, even just on this program, Carol, people who call in and they say, I decided to do what I knew was right, and I did it, and then suddenly I found God blessed me in ways I hadn't expected. And the neat thing about this is that as Jesus said, put first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto you. Everything else has a way of falling into place. If you put the kingdom of God first and you put your priorities first, everything else just sort of sorts itself out. That's God's providence. And you'll never be sorry about that. You'll always be happy because you're doing the right thing and then letting God handle everything else for you. That's what I'd suggest.
Thank you again. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Noah.
Okay.
Have a good
thank
one.
You. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ed now in Waco. Hello, Ed. Welcome. And thank you, too, for being so patient and waiting to get on the air.
Okay. Well, thank you. And appreciate your show. And I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
it's the only radio show I listen to.
That's what
and
I like to hear.
Amazing about, yeah, all amazing about all the wonderful people out there donating. It's really heartwarming.
It
God
is,
bless
yeah.
them all.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
I have a question about the host, actually gluten-free hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was to the understanding to be truly the presence of Jesus, it had to have a little bit of bread in the host to be actually... How am I trying to say this?
I think I can say it. I think I know what you're trying to say. Do you want me to take a stab at it?
Yes.
Okay. I think what you're alluding to, Ed, is that in order to be valid matter for the Holy Eucharist in the Latin Rite of the Church, it has to be unleavened wheat bread. And in order to be wheat bread, it has to have some gluten in it because gluten is integral to wheat. If you remove all the gluten, you no longer have actual wheat. So there is no such thing, or at least in a lawful sense, there is no such thing as a truly gluten-free host that would be used for Holy Communion. There are hosts that have a very small amount of gluten in them, but they still have the gluten in them. Those would be low-gluten hosts. And in order to be valid matter, you have to have at least some gluten in there, otherwise you don't have wheat. So that's the kind of the dividing line. Is that what you are referring to?
Yes, yes, that's it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I knew I could trust you in giving me the correct answer.
Well, I do my best. I'm going to read to you a section from a book that I like to refer to often. It's called The Sacraments and Their Celebration by Father Nicholas Halligan. And let me read to you the section that he has on the material or the matter for Holy Communion. And this is not only from a theological standpoint, but also from a canon law standpoint. I'll just read from the beginning. So he says, the requisite material for the celebration of the Eucharist and the confection of the sacrament is only wheaten bread recently made, whereby the danger of corruption is avoided, and natural wine from the grapevine, uncorrupted, and to which a small amount of water is to be added. Unleavened bread alone is to be used in the Latin Rite. The bread must be made from wheat, mixed with natural water, baked by the application of fire heat, including electric cooking, and substantially uncorrupted. The variety of the wheat or the region of it does not affect its validity. But bread may be made from any other grain. But bread made from any other grain is invalid. Bread made with milk, wine, oil, etc., either entirely or in a notable part, is invalid. Any natural water suffices for validity. Now, in the section on gluten, it says the bread must be made of wheat flour, and only in case of necessity, a white material thrashed or crushed from wheat. It must be free from mixture of any other substance. And it, actually, now that I look at it, the section is too long to be able to quote the whole thing. But it does specify that there must be some small amount of gluten. So, Ed, I hope that's helpful to you. I appreciate your phone call, and it may sound like a small point, but it touches on the validity of the Eucharist itself. Thank you. We have a message waiting for us from Father Rocky. Let's get to that right now.
Father Rocky here, asking you to answer the call. If you haven't had a chance to give yet, please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Our St. Joseph members donate at least $25 a month on a recurring basis. Knowing that we can count on those gifts every month helps us to budget better. You build it into your budget, we do the same, and everyone's happy. Our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society members receive several spiritual benefits throughout the year, including being remembered in prayer perpetually on the feast days of St. Joseph. You can learn more about it at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match this hour to answer the call and have your gift of any amount doubled. Give online at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call us at 877-291-0123. May God bless you.
It is our Summer Pledge Drive. We come to you four times a year and ask for your help and your support on this local radio station. Yes, the station you're listening to is here because of generous souls just like you who've helped in the past. And now it's your turn. We need $3 million by the end of the day tomorrow, and we're sitting at not quite $1.7 million so far in. So we have quite a ways to go. If we're going to achieve that goal of $3 million by the end of the day tomorrow, we need to make sure we make each of our hourly goals. And our goal, our need for this hour is $100,000. We need $100,000 during this hour. 45 minutes left in the hour. The good news is we've already got 20,000 in. So that brings us down to another $80,000 here in the next 45 minutes. Can we do it? We sure can. A little bit of help here was a partnership challenge hour. So your gift will be matched dollar for dollar.
Yeah, we are making progress, Mary. This is exciting. And thank you, everybody, for keeping the momentum going by calling 877-291-0123 or by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. So, for example, Exhibit A. Ken in Yorba Linda, California, just rolled up with a $2,400 gift. Thank you. That's matched this hour, dollar for dollar. Thank you so much, Ken. We need some more like that, maybe $5,000, $10,000 gifts. If you're able to do that, please call now, 877-291-0123. Carrie in Gardenville, Nevada, $500 online gift, a brand new donor. Thank you, Carrie. Thomas in Chicago, thank you so much for a $100 gift online. Very grateful. And to you, Anonymous in Woodland Park, Colorado, $100 online gift as well. Thank you. Oh, Patricia in Alhambra just came in with a $600 gift. I just saw that one just now. That's a reoccurring gift. Thank you for that, Patricia. So grateful to you for that. Another one. Do you want to break this good news? Did you see what just happened in Bonsall, California, Mary?
Yes.
Do you want to break that good news?
Yes. Helen, thank you so much. $3,000, and that was doubled to six. If we can keep this trend going, we can make this goal of $100,000 during this hour. at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We're just asking that you answer the call and help us make this goal of $100,000 in a single hour down to only needing another $75,000. We can do it if we can keep this pace going. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need to raise $75,000 in the next 45 minutes, and we need your help.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Real life solutions you can believe in. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
All right. And it's been an exciting day thanks to you and your generosity. If you haven't had a chance yet to step forward and make your pledge, today's the second to last day of Pledge Drive. We're asking you to answer the call. You can do that. Call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or you can go to relevantradio.com, or you can use the Relevant Radio app. I sure appreciate it. I've got so many emails here. This one comes in from Michelle, who's listening on the Relevant Radio app. She says, "Hello, Mr. Madrid. You can call me Patrick, please." She says, "Our son, who is now a young adult, has been through some turbulent moments in his life. He has been in counseling and on very low dosage of medications to help with depression. He has said this over and over several times in the last few years, and what he has said is that he doesn't like people. He said this over and over in the last few years, and in the beginning, we took his comments with humor and played it off as a joke. He said it again recently, and something inside me told me I need to take this more seriously and help him through this. I told him that he shouldn't say that he doesn't like people because people are God's children. And if you don't like people, that is like disrespecting God. He shrugged and he said, 'Nope, I just don't like people.' Can you help guide us in what we can tell him to begin to stop thinking this way?" She says, "Thank you very much for all you do and the Relevant Radio family that the Relevant Radio, let me start over again. Thank you, she says, "for all you and the Relevant Radio family do for us every day." So that comes in from Michelle. Michelle, thank you so much for that. Well, this sounds to me, based upon what you wrote, that there may be some psychological situation here that can be treated clinically. Be careful, of course, because I know there may be some who might be so excited about pushing drugs that they might say, "Well, the fix is you got to get them on Ritalin, or you got to get them on this, or you got to get them on that." I would be very cautious about medication as a treatment, but I wouldn't be surprised if counseling, therapy with a counselor, could indeed help with this. And this misanthropy is probably to greater or lesser extents found in many people, where you just find people irritating. And some people are more sensitive to that than others. Some people seem to just let it roll off their backs. Other people maybe more have a more difficult time dealing with people. So it's not as though it's a terrible thing. It's unfortunate, but it probably can be corrected at least somewhat with some counseling. So if you haven't tried that yet, I would suggest doing that. Find a good Catholic counselor. Now, I'm not sure where in the country you are, so I would say check with your diocese first and check in with the marriage and family department of your diocese and see if they have some referrals for good Catholic therapists in your area, a marriage and family therapist, for example. I would start there, but I do think you should do what you suggest, and that is that you should take him seriously and work with him and talk to him and help him. You can give your own sort of therapy as well. And a lot of that will be you reminding him that even though you don't necessarily like other people and you don't have to be around other people, it's not necessary, but at least be kind to people, especially those people that irritate you, that put your teeth on edge. Try to be kind to them and show them love and patience. And if it's just intolerable, then you can pull back as much as you need to. But to the extent that you do have to interact with people, be kind to them. And Jesus will bless you for that, because that's part of the gospel, to love other people. You don't have to like them necessarily, but you do have to love them. I hope that's helpful to you. 888-914-9149 is the number to call to be on the program. It's different from the Pledge Drive number. This email comes in from Christine listening in Pittsburgh on our 106.3 FM station. She says, this is a question about modesty. She says, my daughter tried to wear a Halloween costume that made her look very distasteful. I told her she could not, and she gave me a lot of grief. My husband came home and saw the outfit, and she still gave us grief. So my husband said, okay, you can wear it, but I'm walking around with you. At this time, he went to change his clothes and put on a pair of very skimpy shorts. And an radio is theater of the mind, and this is a great example of that. He put on a pair of very skimpy shorts and an old and too small tank top. She then said, you can't walk around the neighborhood like that. And very quickly, Bingo. She went to her room and changed.
That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, Christine says, I thought that was a good way to handle it.
I love it.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. I mean, parents, exert wise restrictions on your children and don't let them just run wild. You know, there's an example of that. Moms and dads, especially fathers, you have a role to play in helping your daughters understand what it means to be modest and what it means to dress appropriately. Let's see.
Oh, I got this, one. I got
yeah.
one.
Okay, right. Let Fly, Cyrus, right. Let
from,
Fly.
This is from Lewis, and he says, I got hooked from the first time I heard it, and I sure wish I had 3 hours every day not to miss a minute. How about that? That's just nice. That's nice. Thank you.
The Drew Mariani show he's talking about, or the Patrick Madrid show?
I'm pretty sure it's the Patrick Madrid show, considering it was addressed to you.
Tell me his name again.
That was Lewis.
Thank you, Lewis.
Yeah, and then Charles wrote in and said, I love the show, the Patrick Madrid show, and I'm not even Catholic. Always look forward to it in the morning. I love the non-Catholics that are listening. We have Mormons and Lutherans.
Oh yeah. Atheists, agnostics.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful that these people are calling in. And yeah. Let's just thank this donor and thank all the donors. Thank everyone thank you for donating. But this $50,000 that came in the last hour in support of life, we witnessed a miracle and an answer to prayer with the overturning of Roe v. Wade less than 2 months ago. So thank you.
I love those words. I love hearing those words. Roe versus Wade was overturned.
Isn't that beautiful?
I love that.
Yeah, and so thank you for praying these millions of memoraries with us. You know how many millions of memoraries we've prayed, Patrick?
I'm guessing it's, what is it, about 400 million memoraries?
I have the exact number right here.
Okay.
474,468,429 memoraries.
Wow.
Yeah, so together, through the power of God and the intercession of Mary, we're changing the culture. Please keep supporting Relevant Radio with your prayers and your donations so together we can keep changing hearts and saving lives. When you support Relevant Radio, you are supporting the true, the good, and the beautiful.
Indeed, yes. That's also our nicknames around the office here, you, me, and Mary, the true, the good, and the beautiful. And I don't know which one I am, but I think Mary's all three. You and I will have to fight for whatever's left over, the true, the good, and the beautiful. That's a good point. Let's crank out another million memoraries right now. What do we have, about a million people listening right now? Let's pray together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Well, we've got about half an hour left in this last hour of the second to last day of Pledge Drive, and I'll be right back.
It's been a great morning, a great Pledge Drive. We're sitting at less than $1.7 million, though, so far, and we need $3 million by the end of the day tomorrow. It's very important we reach our goals each and every hour. This hour, we need $100,000, 26, not quite, let me rephrase that, 34 minutes left in this hour, and we still need $73,000 at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123 or at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Yes. Now, it's like a wave crashing against the rocky shore. We had this huge buildup of momentum and the $50,000 special gift from one of our generous listeners in Massachusetts and the matching and all that went with it in this last hour. It was just like a massive tidal wave of generosity that rose up and melted down, swamped, maybe a better word for it, the phone lines and the website. And then it sort of receded. But let's start building that momentum back up again, especially as we go into The Inner Life with Josh Raymond. This is the show coming up right after this one. Let's hand off a lot of momentum. So what I'd like you to do is call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. And if you get a busy signal, that's okay. Just hit redial or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. I'm going to be doing a few more phone calls as we get through the balance of the show today. But I will... I'm getting... Here's a message. Somebody wanted to know if there is video of the talks that I gave 2 weekends ago at the Christ Cathedral about the Patrick Madrid experience. Cyrus was there, by the way. The answer is yes. And I'll make that information available on social media. And it won't be long in coming. So if you're wondering about that, as somebody called in to ask, yeah, that'll be coming. Let's see. Let's go to Christian in okay. Thank you. I'm sorry about that. Christian, stand by. We are now looking at, I'm just looking at the numbers here. We are now, I'm just trying to sort out. Mary, you're better at the numbers than I am, I think.
I'll jump in. So we need, what's our dollars? We need $70,000 here in the next 31 minutes at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you to Lucy in North Hills, California, $200 gift. Thank you to Madeline in Los Angeles, $500. You can do that too at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Yes, answer the call. We have about 28 minutes for you to answer that call before Mary and I and Cyrus have to wrap things up for this, our second to last day of Pledge Drive. We are still taking your phone calls as part of the regular programming today. So if you want to be on the air, the number is 888-914-9149. Let's get over to Christian now. Sorry for the false start a minute ago, Christian in Dover, New Hampshire, but you're on the air now. Welcome.
Hey, Patrick. So I turned 18 like 11 months ago, and a family member of mine kindly gave me some money and helped me get started in investing.
Nice.
And I'm currently into a mutual fund and a stock, but over the past week, it's just occurred to me that, like, some of the companies within my mutual fund might support abortion or do support abortion, potentially other heinous things. But I was just wondering what the church teaches on moral investing and what I should do. Should I go and, like, sell these this mutual fund right now? I could use some clarity.
Yeah, this is impressive, Christian, that you're, first of all, 18 years old and you're attentive to doing the right thing with your money. I really admire you for that. So please keep that going in your life from here on out. The church's basic principle would apply here, that you should do everything within your power to avoid participating, even at a remote level, with some immoral thing, whatever that may be. So abortion is a handy example of what I'm thinking of. So let's say that you, in your mutual fund, part of that fund is buying stock with a company that is known to donate money to Planned Parenthood. You are participating in that, but at a remote level. It's somewhere, I would say, near the line. You know, some would say you're over the line, some would say you're right up to the line, but either way, you're really near the line of participating in a way that you don't have to if you were to divest from that company. So the simplest way to do it would be to change funds or to reposition your money in such a way that you only invest in companies that don't have that moral taint, that are not doing things that are putting you in contact with something that would be immoral. So it could be that. It could be sex change operations. It could be any number of things that you'd say, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to make any money off of that. So that would be my advice. Now, if you have access to a Catholic investor, you know, somebody who's wise and has a good track record and looks closely at companies to find out if there's something immoral going on there, then I would try to learn from that person and ask questions. And just, we may be able to get you somebody who's an underwriter here at Relevant Radio. There may be one. I'm just blanking on that. And the simple reason is that I don't hear what we air during the breaks. So I don't know what our underwriters might be in that category, but we might have one. And if in the very least, if you want some advice, you could always get in touch with us at 877-291-0123 and ask to speak to somebody in that department. It'd be the underwriting department. And perhaps they would be able to refer you to an organization or an individual who could help you with that in a specific way. But that would be the general principle. Try as hard as you can to avoid investing in companies that are doing anything like that. If you can hang on the line, Christian, what will happen is someone will pick up with you and get that information to you. Or even better, if you have to go, we can just announce it a little bit later in the program. Would that work for you?
Sorry, I missed that second part. Would you? What was the other option?
The other option is if you need to get going, you could just keep listening to the program. And actually, I think I may have that information right now. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds. I thought we had an underwriter, and they are one of our underwriters. So jot that down, Ave Maria Mutual Funds. And okay. One of their guiding principles is that they don't invest funds in any company that does immoral things. So if you get in touch with them, they're going to have a lot of advice for you.
Great. Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Patrick. I'll look
You're
into
welcome.
That, sure.
Thank you, Christian. And please remember Relevant Radio in your prayers. We're wrapping up Pledge Drive between now and tomorrow, so just remember us. Thank you. Let's go to Carrie Lynn now in Tempe, Arizona. Hi, Carrie Lynn.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. I had a question. I was listening yesterday, and you were talking to a gentleman who was baptized by submersion. Being submerged, and you said that you don't know if he heard you talking or if he heard him saying, you know, baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I come from that background. So where I was confused is they usually say that and then they submerge you. That's how I was baptized. So now I'm wondering, is that valid? They don't hold you under the water while they're saying that. So I didn't know
right.
if I was confused.
No, I don't
so
think,
is that
no.
still valid?
Yeah, it's still valid. So it's one action. So if the action is to immerse the person underwater, I've seen it done where the minister of baptism starts speaking, I baptize you, as they're lowering the person into the water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit,
okay.
as they're bringing them back up again. That's certainly valid. So if the words are spoken just as the person is going to immerse you in the water, that's valid. If the person says okay. the words as you're being immersed in the water, that's certainly valid. But if let's say the person said the words an hour earlier and then you get immersed in the water, that wouldn't be valid. That would be, they'd be too apart from each other.
All right. It's just so confusing. I was baptized twice. One was just in the name of Jesus. And so mm-hmm. I was told that wasn't, you know, valid. Mm-hmm. And so it's just very interesting to me to know which is considered the correct form. So I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're most welcome. And yeah, for those who are listening and are not sure themselves, the proper form of the baptism is I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the proper matter is water, nothing else but water. And you can either baptize validly by pouring the water over the person's head as you say the words, or by immersing the person in the water while you say the words. Either way is valid.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Carolyn. Thank you. I appreciate that. I had an email that rolled in just now. This is from Andrew, who says, Patrick, I listen to the show often, but I don't get a chance to tune in every day. So if you answer this, please let me know so I can get to the answer. Well, I'm going to throw a dart here and hope that you are listening. We're parents of six children. The oldest is 16 years old, just got his driver's license. We are trying to put some good limits in place for the use of one of the family vehicles and also a cell phone. We have been reluctant to give him a cell phone, but with him being 16 and out on his own driving the car, we decided to get a dump phone. I think he means dumb, with a basic talk and texting plan so we can get a hold of him and he can get a hold of us for safety reasons. That's smart, by the way. I thought of you because I know you have fathered teenagers and had to probably set up some rules about these things, etc. So my question is, do you have any examples of contracts or agreements that we as parents can use to help set up some appropriate rules for the use of a vehicle and a new cell phone? Or do you have some resources to share on these topics? Well, thank you, Andrew, for your confidence. I would say the contract can be very simple if you want to use a contract. It could also be a handshake agreement. But if you want to put something in writing, nothing wrong with that. I would stipulate that you are permitted to use the car under these conditions and if you fulfill certain requirements. So it may be that you want to tie it to his performance in school. Could be that you want to tie it to getting a certain grade point average. Could be that you want to tie it to that plus what he does around the house by way of chores and other things like that. And you can stipulate if you deviate from this, if you are disrespectful or uncooperative or anything else, then the car driving privilege goes away. First time it goes away for a week, then it goes away for a month, and you can handle it something like that. I think you're smart, very smart, to give only a dumb phone. The kind that you can make phone calls on and the kind that you can have very basic texting, but not something that you can get on the internet with, because 16-year-olds, even in the best of families, they're going to find their way into the internet, and there are bad places out there, as you know. So I would advise that. If you want a book that will give you more tips, I recommend Steve Wood's book called Legacy, How to Be a Good Father and Raise Godly Children. Check it out. Legacy is the name of the book. We're going to a miracle moment right now. Take a listen.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I want to also say that how grateful I am. I've been a religious junkie for the longest time, and I used to listen to non-Catholic radio until Relevant Radio came along, and then I found a home, and I see you as an oasis in a sea of sand. Truth is so rare. Okay, so thank you for being a source of truth, a source of hope, a source of faith.
Thank you.
Here I say, a source of love.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We are on the second to the last day of our Summer Pledge Drive at relevantradio.com and at 877-291-0123. And we are asking you to answer the call to help keep these local stations on the air. Big goal this hour. We need to raise $100,000 is our goal for this hour. And we still need $67,000. And there is 15 minutes left in this hour. So we need everybody doing their part at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123 using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by call or by visiting the website, relevantradio.com. Thank you so much to, it looks like, Teresita in La Mirada, California, $100 gift. Thank you for that help. $1 a day coming in Sholo, Arizona from Robert. Thank you very much. And $1 a day in Whittier, California from Virginia. Thank you. It is a partnership challenge hour, so your gifts were matched dollar for dollar.
That's a huge thing. We don't get that very often. We have it this hour, and I don't know how long we'll have it, but we have it this hour. So please, when you make your pledge, know that it's going to double dollar for dollar, as Mary was just saying. And the way to do it is just call us at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or use the Relevant Radio app. You can make your pledge safe and secure there or the relevantradio.com website. Some shout-outs to Virginia in Whittier, California. I was baptized in Whittier, California in 1960. That's a town that's very dear to my heart. Virginia, thank you for your gift of $365. Sure appreciate that. Also, Aaron in Paso Robles, California. Wine country, your $50 gift goes a long way. Thank you. Ben in Chino Hills, California. Your recurring online gift as a new donor of $365 is greatly appreciated. Thank you. Richard in Clovis, California, $100 gift. Thank you. Shelley in Fairfax, Iowa. Thank you for your $100 gift. And William in Wildomar, California, right next to Lake Elsinore. Thank you for your generous $21 gift. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much to everybody who's helped us out during this pledge drive. We do need to make our goals each and every hour. So if you can help us out with a gift of $5, $10, $20, $30, it will be doubled dollar for dollar. However, if we're going to make this goal of $100,000 for this hour, it's going to require some $1,000, $5,000, even $10,000 gifts. Still in need of right around $65,000 at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or simply tap the app on your smartphone or tablet.
What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.
Rick, listening on the Relevant Radio app, just sent me a note. He was listening to the program, probably still is. Hello, Rick. He says, to tell the young fellow who just called in a few minutes ago, the 18-year-old guy that's got some money and he wants to invest it wisely with companies that do the right thing, morally speaking. So Rick says, how about the Knights of Columbus? Don't forget them. They invest in moral companies. You have to be a member to have access to the Knights of Columbus funds. And he signs off saying, thank you for all you do, Patrick. Well, thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. And that's a very astute catch that you made there. Sorry, I didn't think of it sooner myself. But yeah, good point on that one. Jennifer sends me a note from Los Angeles, listening on our blowtorch station, 93 KHJ. She says, regarding musical taste, she says, Patrick, I feel like we always hear about what music you dislike, like spirit and worship music. So what about the music you do like? What do you listen to at home or when you drive? Also, what's your favorite movie? I don't know if I have a favorite movie.
Oh, come on.
Well, okay, yeah. Come Tombstone. On. Tombstone's a pretty good movie. I do love it.
Isn't that a daisy?
I'm your Huckleberry.
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
You're a daisy if you do.
All right, longer. Let's do it.
See what I'm saying? This is so. Yeah, I guess you're right, Cyrus. She caught me dead to rights. I do like that movie a lot. It's a work of art, if you ask me. Not for everybody, but I do like it. So music. Okay. And by the way, I just want to say, Jennifer, if I gave you the impression that all I talk about is the music that I don't like, I apologize. I certainly don't mean to come across that way. I think it was in the context of talking about praise and worship music, and I realize I'm in the minority. Most people like it. I don't like it. But that's just me. We all have different tastes. No. And that's not even praise and worship music, that right there.
You love
it. That's, no, I don't. But I'm willing to suffer for, all of you. But I'm not willing to suffer that much. So what do I like? I like the Beatles. I like the Beatles. That's my number one band. I always have. I like Chicago. I like Fleetwood Mac. I like the Cars. But people aren't listening to find out what kind of music I like. That's sort of beside the point. But anyway, I'm glad I could set the record straight, Jennifer. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Here's one that comes in from Marissa, another one of my new friends in Bakersfield, California. I made a ton of friends there about a month or two ago. Thanks for writing to me, Marissa.
Bakersfield!
He can't help himself. Don't worry. She says, I've recently been given an annual cost of living increase in my retirement account. I normally give a 10% tithe weekly to my parish. That's awesome. Please let me know if the additional $9.30 should be included in my tithe, or is it permissible to use the extra funds to offer a mass or light candles for my loved ones? You can use it however you want. You're not restricted. Keep in mind that tithing is beautiful if you give 10% of your income, but it's not required. The Catholic Church does not mandate that you must give 10% of your income. I know some people are real excited about tithing, and that's good, but it's not required. So the Bible says give with a cheerful heart. So you're giving 10% of your before cost of living increase amount. That's far more generous than most Catholics are, I must tell you. And if any given parish priest had all of his parishioners giving 10%, he would be overjoyed at all the great things that that parish could do with that money, helping the poor, etc. She says, I'm wondering, because our 10% tithe should be from the heart and willingly given to the church, which I do, I would have nothing if it were not for the Lord. But my confusion, she says, lies in the question that if I give my extra funds for a mass or, let's say, to light candles for my loved ones, I'm technically getting something back in return for my offering. So I don't know if this type of donation encompasses my tithe. Your thoughts and guidance would be much appreciated. And she has some other nice words to say about Relevant Radio and this program. And she says, thank you for visiting Bakersfield during our hot summer recently. Well, it was my pleasure. And thank you for serving tacos at that event that I was at. So my advice to you would be, you are completely within your rights to do with that money as you wish. If you want to be strict and say, I want 10% of my total earnings to go to the parish, then you could adjust it, $9.30. But you're not doing anything at all wrong if you give less than that amount. And if you get a cost of living increase, you say, I want to apply that toward these other works of mercy. You're doing something for the souls in purgatory. You're doing something for other people as well. So please let your heart be at peace. You don't have to worry that you're doing something wrong. You have complete discretion to make use of that money as you best see fit. So that would be my advice. Now, I'm looking at the clock, and I know Cyrus is going to pounce on me about being a legend in my own mind. Does a man have to know his limitations, Cyrus? Or...
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay, here we go. Lourdes wrote to me. She's listening in California. She says, how do we defend Mama Mary from non-Catholic people? Well, we don't have to defend them from those people, but I know what you mean, people who might challenge Catholic teaching. As a Catholic, we venerate Mama Mary, she says. The question is, veneration means honor or worship. How can I defend my faith about Mama Mary? Does that contradict the commandments? The answer is no. So keep in mind, in the Catholic Church, worshiping or adoring anything or anyone other than God is a serious sin. But that's different from veneration. Veneration does not mean worship. Veneration means honor. And I quoted a passage earlier in the show today from the book of Romans, where St. Paul says to give honor to whom honor is due. It's in the same passage as to pay taxes. If you have to pay taxes, pay your taxes. And in the same passage, he says, give honor to whom honor is due. And it is true. This is Romans chapter 13. We have a duty to honor the things that God has honored. And one of those, and perhaps the foremost among them, would be the Blessed Virgin Mary. So veneration is honor. And you may also point out that in John chapter 17, Jesus says, Father, I have given them the glory that you have given to me. So when we recognize the glory and honor that God has paid to Mary, which he doesn't owe her, but he gives her as a free gift, then we can acknowledge that. And our veneration is proper in that regard. Some other time I'll tell you about an article I wrote that you can access for free. I'll have to wait and tell you about that next time around. But in the meantime, we're wrapping up this final hour of our second to last day of Pledge Drive. Mary Graham is with me.
It is our second to the last day of Pledge Drive here at Relevant Radio. We need to raise $3 million before the end of the day, and we are sitting at less, or before the end of the week, which is tomorrow. And we're sitting at still less than $1.7 million. Our goal for this hour, $100,000, and we're still needing about $55,000 of that in the last 6 minutes. Patrick, do you think we can make that happen?
I sure would like to.
$55,000?
I mean, knowing how generous our listeners are, Mary, I mean, I know it's possible. There are people out there for whom this would not be impossible to do. It's just a matter of finding out. We have 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Let's find out. 877-291-0123. We melted the lines earlier. They've been repaired. They're back in action. Let's melt them again. 877-291-0123.
Put them on fire. Thank you so much to Grace from Covina, California. $300. It's a partnership challenge hour. That means that that was matched dollar for dollar. Zanetta in Cumberland, Rhode Island. Your special gift of $1 a day was doubled to $2 a day. We have Mary and Carrier and Mississippi, MS? Mississippi, I'm not sure which one that is.
$100. Right.
Thank you for your help and your support. Sally in Palatine, Illinois, $50. That was doubled to $100. Your gift will also be matched here at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It's been a great morning. We've had some exciting gifts coming in, but we need to keep the train moving. We want to pass it off to Josh here in the next hour with a good foundation going already. From thank you to people like Steve in Oceanside, California, $100, doubled to $200. You can make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
Yes, indeed. In the waning few moments of this hour, second to last day of Pledge Drive, we're asking you to answer the call. And we'll answer your call when you call 877-291-0123. Kathleen in Menifee, California, thank you so much for your online gift of $250. Marilyn in Franklin Park, New Jersey, you just came in with $25. Thank you for that. We really appreciate it. Zanita, I don't know if you mentioned Zanita yet, Mary, but Zanita in Cumberland, Rhode Island, just made a recurring gift of $365. Thank you very much for that. Anonymous in De Pere, Wisconsin, thank you for your $100 online gift. Very grateful for that. Guadalupe in Hayward, California, a town I know well, thank you for your $50 gift. And let's see, Stephen in West... Where did Stephen go? It's jumping around on me. Look at that. Stephen in Westchester someplace. There he is. Westchester, Illinois, made a $21 online gift. Stephen, thank you. Most grateful for that. 877-291-0123. We're down to about 2.5 minutes now, but we can still do it if you call 877-291-0123.
And we are down to needing only another $40,000 at this pace. We can make it happen. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can also answer the call at relevantradio.com or on the app with your smartphone or tablet. If you can make a gift now of $5,000 or $10,000, you'll help us reach that goal that much faster. And your gift will be matched. A $10,000 gift becomes $20,000. Tomorrow is our final day of the pledge drive. It's very important that we get as close to that need of $3 million as we can today to ensure we can make that final step tomorrow and reach our need of $3 million. So keep the phones ringing. Keep those gifts coming in online at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
One step for man and a giant step for mankind. That's kind of what it sounds like. Let's take that giant step. When you go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge safe and secure, you can do that on the Relevant Radio app. Thank you, Ryan in Sterling, Illinois, your $100 online gift. Very much appreciated. Anonymous in Goodyear, Arizona, $100. Thank you. Anonymous in Woodridge, New Jersey, your $100 gift is going to go a long way. Thank you. And Richard in Austin, Texas, just rolled up with a $365 gift online. Thank you. Oh, Juan in Oak Forest, Illinois, same thing, $365 gift. Thank you. Matthew in Chalawa, Wisconsin, a $300 gift, second time and online. Thank you for that. Well, Mary, this is it for us.
You can answer the call now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or at 877-291-0123.